Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're going to go through a few questions that have come in via text here at 411-923. This gentleman is having four windows replaced today due to sun damage. So more than likely, we're south, west-facing side of the home. Curious about sunscreens as an option to put over the window to help protect them from happening again. Well, there's a couple things that fail. Vinyl window start to deteriorate, and you get the vinyl smile.
Yeah,
they're better than they used to be, but they're still not as good as a fiberglass or a wood or aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
Just the sheer heat to the glass can break the seals over time.
Absolutely.
And there may be nothing wrong with the frame, and you get a fogging inside from the moisture that's now able to get in and penetrate that seal.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a cloudy look to your windows. Would sunscreens protect against both of those?
They do a lot. And again, you want to use that 80%. If you use 90% and it's not mounted properly, it actually can create a hotter air pocket between there. New windows, we make sure that there's no warranty, voiding any warranty. A lot of times we'll have to do cover the whole window and mount just outside the window frame. The sunscreens shade your window, and they also shade 80% of the sun's direct rays, and sunlight is heat. So even though the window itself might be cool, those sun rays that are hitting your patio, your floor or your tile are still going to generate heat. So sunscreens are effective with any window as far as reducing the sun's light from bleaching fabrics and flooring and stuff too. So there are benefits no matter what type of window that you have.
And another question, and I'm picturing this, you've seen this numerous times. You'll see what looks like foil somebody's put in the window. You're just trying desperately anything they can that I've got on hand now to get rid of it. Is there any harm in putting something like that up against your glass?
It's on the inside. It's kind of like window tint. If window tint's on the inside of the glass, your tile and stuff inside the window tint is not going to get as hot, but your glass is still taking the brunt of the sun and the heat. So the sunscreens mounted on the outside, if they're mounted properly, reduce the sun's heat and rays from hitting your glass, and that's where they'll have advantages over interior window treatments or anything you put on the inside. I've also put sunscreens on the outside of some of my windows, and then during the summer months or if they're a winter visitor, they can put styrofoam in between the glass and the window treatment. If you put a sunscreen on the outside, your neighbors can't see it, and it's just a good way to summarize your home if you're not going to be here.
Take the window screen off. Cut styrofoam that fits in between that sizing. So how much room do we have to work with there, quarter inch?
It's on the inside of the glass. So you have the inside of the window. Usually you have about an inch, and then you'll have your window treatment. So you put it between your window treatment and the inside of the glass.
Your interior window treatment.
Inside, yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not on the outside.
I was picturing you taking the sunscreen off, putting this, okay.
Sunscreen on the outside. That way you won't see, or if they put foil or cardboard or anything on the inside, you won't see that if you put a sunscreen. And it's just a good way to kind of contain that whatever heat gets in at the window.
And looking just through all of our things here, wrapping up this hour, in addition to window screens, the iron products, are y'all doing doors?
Correct. Yeah, we do. We've done a lot of the automated gates in town. Todd Herman's still running our iron shop. Richard is dealing with custom home builders. That's what he did a lot when your dad had Legacy. We did automated gates. We did a lot of fencing, but we primarily specialize in custom screen doors, security doors, and gates. And we solve problems with that stuff. If you have something existing, you need a solution, we're the ones to call.
I remember, I think it's still there. I haven't been in the home, but 14 years, but it seems like I drove by within the last 3 or 4 years to the first home I ever owned, kind of the 32nd Street in Union Hills. And there is y'all put a nice security screen door on it, and mm-hmm. with the end of trails cutout on the side. It's just a great, great look for the desert Southwest. And this is the time of year. Who wouldn't want all their doors and windows open, but still have some kind of security element of not or even just animals coming through?
Yeah, I grew up in the Midwest. We used our storm door and screen door about 3 years out of the month. Ventilation season out here is about 9 months. You get to use it in the morning through June and starting in the evenings in September all year round. And our doors offer a security element that when you leave our doors open, you can leave them open at night. They're not going to get through them. So it's a great way to ventilate and let our Arizona breezes come through our house.
That's Chad Hoppe of the Arizona Screen Techs. You can find him in the window treatment category at Rosie on the House, along with the rest of our partners throughout the state. Direct line?
Direct line is 480-290-1971, 480-290-1971.
Thanks for your time coming down here this Saturday morning. We have interior window treatments next Saturday. We'll have some guests in from B&B Blinds, New West Blinds and Shutter about blind cleaning. We've got some great partners for the interior applications, more decorative, but still part of our whole complete window systems between now and next Saturday. If you have questions, it's rosieonthehouse.com. Be safe. Be blessed.